Starting Block with Taimoor Nabili, where business meets blockchain on Money FM 89.3.
Hello and welcome to The Starting Block and part two of my conversation with Crystal Kwek, the co-founder of the Singapore startup Bolt. This business distributes video news and content via smartphone to underserved users in emerging markets. And Crystal, the premise here is that the blockchain technology can make the transactional process more simple and more efficient. Is that correct?
Yes, because everything is issued through a smart contract. It's perfectly audited. The records are transparent. And what happens there is this. So how the process works is very simple. And it took us a couple of months to really simplify the process, because the problem with this space on the blockchain, I would say, is that everyone looks at business-to-business use cases. No one really looks at business-to-consumer use cases. That's the first part. The other part as well is what I call not embracing the idea of blockchain invisibility. Everybody is too caught up in the technology, but not in how you could make it more simple and elegant for the masses to use.
So when you say invisibility, you mean invisible to the consumer?
Yes.
Because the consumer doesn't want to know about tech. They just want to know the system works, right?
Right. So the prime example is the internet, right? Nobody really knows. I mean, I can go onto the street today and ask 10 people, and probably 9 people would tell me they don't know how the internet actually really works. But all they care about is to upload photos onto Facebook, you know, stalk their friends on Instagram, you know, and follow news on Twitter. Right? But we don't actually know how packets are formed, how adaptive bitrate streaming works on Facebook. None of that matters as long as you get access to what you want.
But you do need to know that, don't you? I mean, for other legacy industries and players who want to get into a space that blockchain might help with, they're going to have to get to terms with how this system works.
I think an appreciation of what's difficult allows you to make it simple. And that's what we wanted to do. So the idea that we came up with was actually really simple. What we were going to do is to bundle our Bolt tokens with existing data plans that the telcos would issue. We're actually working on a couple of deals right now with telcos around the region and in Africa as well. We have a pretty strong presence, funny enough, in all the way in Kenya at the moment, because that market has exploded for us in popularity because we started carrying the live TV channels all the way in Kenya, Citizen TV being one of the largest ones over there. And it's a population of almost 44 million people. Safaricom, the largest telco, has 32 million subscribers. So we're looking at how we can bundle these tokens with the data plans seamlessly so that the users, when they buy their 1 gigabyte of data, they get 2 or 3 Bolt tokens, which is pre-issued by the telco together with the data. They log into our ecosystem, they use the tokens to get access, and if, let's just say, for example, they subtitle content, they upload some user-generated content that's really, really good, they'll get rewarded as well.
That whole process of incentivization and reward is one of the features of blockchain.
Yes.
That you have to really get the consumer to understand, don't you? I mean, when you talk about making user interfaces that are the seamless for the consumer, you still have to educate them in a certain set of processes.
Yes, that's correct. So we're looking at first targeting consumers who already have inbuilt sort of biasness, I would say, to community and gamification. So gamers, I mean, they love gamification because it's all about participating in an ecosystem. You know, it's about even getting virtual goods. I liken the consumerization of blockchain to the gaming industry.
That's actually a good way of looking at it, isn't it? Because it's a much more easier way to engage the average individual.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people are, you know, they spend hours and hours on time live streaming themselves, playing games, talking to people, playing games, earning virtual items that people just frown upon and say, what are you doing trying to, you know, spend 1 hour trying to earn, you know, this particular sword in World of Warcraft, right? But hey, that is not dissimilar to what the blockchain is. It's just that this whole ecosystem has not been viewed or so accessible to the masses before. And that's what
we're
trying to do.
It's not dissimilar to kind of shopping either, is it? It's like gaming
exactly.
Or shopping. It's kind of a pastime as much as anything else. I'm talking to Crystal Kwek, who's the co-founder of a Singapore-based entertainment startup called Bolt. So you've created this system. You've jumped into this new technology and found an application and a market and a strategy that on paper looks great. Yeah. But it's still very new.
Tell
me about the challenges ahead. Tell me about what's going to happen and whether this really is just an experiment or is it actually something that you think has got legs?
Yeah. I've been very fortunate because I came from a background that isn't entrenched in the media industry, so I have a fresh perspective on how it could possibly work outside of the box, because I've never really been in the box. I mean, I've been in blockchain, I've worked at Twitter, as you know, and worked in a consumer electronics company in Samsung. My focus has always been digital strategy, technology, and looking at how we can apply it for the masses, community engagement and commercialization. My co-founder and, you know, the CEO of our company, Jamal, he's been a media veteran, you know, for the past 20, 30 years. He's operated radio stations, he's bought and sold TV stations. So he's really entrenched in the media industry. And he's been really instrumental, I would say, in really helping us ink some of the really crucial content deals that have happened. You know, getting some live TV channels on board has not been an easy feat, and he's done that. Looking at how we could structure telco agreements, I've been more familiar with software agreements and data agreements, not so much of telco agreements, but we've gone in together and we've won businesses from telcos around the region on the back of his experience and my own digital strategy.
But, so, sorry to interrupt, but just what can you tell me about that deal-making process? Because again, when you're doing something which is, you know, relatively radical, certainly a major departure from what anybody else is accustomed to, how do you find the response from the other parties? When you go in there with such a new idea, how do you make those deals?
I've always said that you can't boil the ocean. So you got to take it step by step, you know. You got to see where the other party is coming from. So some telcos, for example, they have problems with technology. They don't want to be able to constantly maintain an API and their SDKs, you know, for their mobile wallet. It's a big problem. And most telcos are not tech companies, right? They're infrastructure. They're not actually, you know, tech, so to speak, right? And when we go to content creators, it's actually an interesting one. We spoke to quite a few content creators who have been uploading, you know, content onto YouTube. In fact, what I would say is every user is a content creator too. If you're uploading stuff and you're uploading your own content onto any platform in the world, you are a content creator, right? So we've had these content creators, you know, who chalk up, you know, 10 million views on YouTube per month, but they're only getting paid about $1,000 per month for that work. I mean, for 10 million views, that's not a lot of money, I may add. That hardly covers the cost of you actually producing your stuff. I mean, how much does a camera already cost, right? So
now you're getting into that whole blockchain realm of how one distributes the benefits of a product and of a service amongst the broader community.
It
isn't something we have time to get into, because we've got to wrap it up now, Crystal. But let me just finish off by asking you one thing. What do you think about the way blockchain is disrupting the general landscape of these things? You know, you're one of the pioneers in this particular industry. But how do you see and the response of the entire ecosystem outside of this industry?
I think people are afraid. When the whole social media phenomenon came up, I remember those days when, you know, my ex-clients, you know, banks, you know, consumer electronics companies, you know, FMCG companies, they were balked at the idea of even spending, you know, $1,000 a month on Facebook advertising. And these are huge companies who would not hesitate to plonk, you know, $1 million on a TV spot, right? And I think we're back to those days again, you know, 2008 social media days, and people are asking, how would blockchain change my life? How would it solve, you know, problems with provenance? How would it solve problems of supply chain? How can I use it to be more efficient or to cut costs? I think the challenge for the blockchain today is, like I've said, too many B2B use cases, not enough B2C use cases. And for consumers to be rewarded, they need a combination of a monetary incentive, and they need incentive on engagement, and they need to understand how it works. And for them to understand how it works, we need to simplify how it's presented to the consumer. So I would say we're in very, very early days. Like, I think it's going to be another 3 or 4 years, you know, before this really takes off.
So many more conversations to be had. Crystal Quek, COO and co-founder of Bolt. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear that interview again or any of the others in this series, you'll find them online at moneyfm893.sg, or you can access them through the SPH mobile app, available at the Apple App Store or at Google Play. On the next episode of this series, I'll be talking about some of the issues around investing in blockchain. And I don't mean cryptocurrency investment. I mean investment in real assets through a real stock exchange, but via blockchain technology. My guest will be Vinay Mohan of Consensys. So I'll see you next time here on The Starting Block.